The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'The time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. For such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the 1992 Barcelona Olympics, British runner Derek Redmond was a favorite in the 400-meter race. But halfway through his semifinal, he suddenly collapsed, his hamstring torn. The entire stadium gasped as his Olympic dream shattered before the world. Many expected him to remain on the ground, but no, Derek refused to quit. He rose in pain and began hobbling toward the finish line in tears. Then came the unforgettable moment. His father, Jim Redmond, broke through security, ran to his son, and wrapped an arm around him. Together, they finished the race. The stadium stood in applause. Derek did not win the gold medal, but he won something far greater: the victory of endurance, love, and a father's faithfulness. This is the message that I'd like to reflect on today's readings. Life, like Derek's race, is filled with falls, pain, setbacks, moments when our strength fails. Some people respond by just giving up. Others choose to rise and keep going. But we do not run alone. Our Father, God, runs beside us. And on this 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, the penultimate Sunday in the liturgical calendar, we are invited to run, R-U-N. Remain faithful, uphold responsibility, and see the newness of life. R, remain faithful. Malachi, in our first reading, spoke to a people who had grown lax in faith, warning that the day of the Lord would burn away all arrogance and wrongdoing. Yet his message carried hope for those who remained faithful. The Son of Justice will rise with healing. God sees both evil and goodness and promises compassion to those who persevere. Fulfilled in John the Baptist and ultimately in Christ, Malachi's call endures. Remain faithful, for the God who judges also heals and brings light to those who trust him. You uphold responsibility. St. Paul addresses Thessalonians who stopped working because they expected the return of Christ soon. But he corrects them, teaching that faithful waiting is not idle, but responsible and active. Pointing to his own example as a laborer and a preacher, he insists, "If anyone is unwilling to work, neither should that one eat." His message endures. Authentic faith shows itself through diligence, through service, and integrity. By upholding our daily responsibilities, we honor God and witness to Christ as we wait in hope for his return. And see the newness of life. Jesus teaches in today's gospel that even the magnificent temple of Jerusalem will fall. For the Jews, the temple was everything, their center of faith, their identity, their national pride. Hearing that it would collapse must have shocked them. Yet Jesus was not trying to frighten them. He was shifting their hope. Their hope away from what is temporary toward what God is making new. The fall of the temple shows that sometimes the old must collapse so God can build something greater. Just weeks ago, Philippines was struck by two deadly typhoons. Speak of the temple collapsing when homes, livelihoods, were swept away by the flood and more than 250 lives were lost. Cebu, among the hardest hit. Yet in the middle of that darkness, a 15-year-old boy from Liloan, Cebu in Philippines, by the name of J-Boy Magdadaro, stood as a beacon of hope. At a young age, he risked his life to rescue more than 50 people navigating the chest-deep floodwaters with his small boat. He was interviewed and he said, "I helped even though the current was strong because I heard people crying out to be rescued. What little he had, courage and a skimboarder skill, became a lifeline." And in that moment, we can say that J-Boy lived out the invitation to run. He remained faithful to the instinct to do what is right, trusting that saving others mattered more than his own fear. He upheld responsibility, stepping into a role far beyond his years, choosing action over helplessness. And then he saw newness of life, becoming a spark of hope in a devastated community, proof that even in ruins, compassion rises. We know very well that feeling when our own temples fall, when dreams crumble, when relationships fade, when plans unravel. In those moments, we cry out, "Lord, why is this happening?" Yet, if we bring it to prayer, if we listen quietly, we will hear this gentle voice, "My child, I am not destroying you. I am rebuilding you." The prophet Jeremiah spoke to a broken people with the same assurance, "I know the plans I have for you, plans for your good, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Even when everything familiar was stripped away, God was already preparing a new chapter. So when God closes a door in your life, don't stare at it in regrets. Notice the new one opening. And when all else falls apart, fall into God's arms. He is the Father who rebuilds, the Father who renews, the Father who runs beside you through every storm. Going back to that story of Derek, 20 years after that unforgettable race, Derek was chosen as a torchbearer for the London Olympics. His father later revealed that in that time when he was walking with his son, he said, "I saw my son struggling. I even dared to have him stop, because as a father, it was my duty to help." And when Derek insisted on finishing the race, Jim replied, "Then we will finish together." That is exactly what God says to us. So when life knocks you down, remember that race. Get up and run. Remain faithful. uphold responsibility, see the newness of life. And when you cannot run alone, know this, your Father in heaven runs beside you, carrying you toward the finish line, into the light of His justice, mercy, and everlasting love.